All right, guys, welcome to Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And Joan.
She's replacing Peniel. Peniel couldn't be here. But yes, we have Joan for another episode today.
Yo.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
We needed her today because in today's episode, we're talking about college.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
I think by now, many college prospects have heard from schools on their acceptance, deferment, or possibly rejection. College isn't the be-all, end-all for a great life, but higher education is a big part of many people's lives. What was our process getting in? Did we feel like we learned anything useful? And is it worth all the stress? We'll find out. Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. And make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a 5-star review so more people can find out about our amazing show.
Yay! 5 stars. I got new glasses, guys.
Oh, that looks dope. Dude, yeah. You should keep them on. You look mad cool.
Oh, should I? Okay.
Yeah. No. We can't see your beautiful eyes. Take them off.
Okay.
All right.
So college.
Yeah. Where'd you guys go?
Did we all go to college?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you?
I did, but I left after 2 years.
Oh, me too.
So I didn't graduate.
Oh. I graduated.
You went to Berkeley.
I did go to Berkeley.
You went to…
I went to Hunter College.
Hunter
you
College.
Don't know it. So.
And you went to Cal Poly Pomona.
Yeah, I'm a Pomona guy.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
school is called Cal Poly… Wait, what?
Cal Poly.
California Polytechnic School
oh,
of…
Oh. Cal Poly.
Something.
It's a really good school.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah. I made it in and my mom was like… My mom was hoping I made it into a UC. Because mm-hmm. UCs are much bigger and like they're like more… next level than Cal State's. But yeah. I mean, I was happy I got anywhere.
Yeah, it was a good school.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
What were you guys' majors?
I didn't decide. I was undecided.
Undecided?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because usually you declare your major around junior year, I would say.
Yeah.
But I majored in film and media studies, minored in education studies, and minored in Korean studies.
Hey,
what the?
It all led to
what I'm doing now.
That's Dang. Crazy.
But in the moment, I was kind of mad at myself because if you go to Berkeley, mm-hmm. it's if you're an engineer major or a business major or any other majors than what I studied, people are like, oh, wow, you studied really hard. But mm-hmm. I did the fun stuff.
Because she, you know why? It's because in high school, she didn't do the fun stuff.
Yeah, I studied a lot in high school.
She was a straight A student. Honors,
I was
AP.
Not a straight A student.
You weren't?
I did honors in AP, so it helped me with the GPA balance.
Where were you in your GPA in your last year?
I think like…
Were you over 4?
4 point… I think 7 was my highest.
Sheesh. Oh wow, you guys went by 4?
Yeah.
We went by 100, like full 100.
Where were you at?
Well… I did pretty okay in school. So my average was around like 93.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
But yeah.
I was lucky if I hit a 3 flat. But
dude,
that's
you were smart in high school.
I wasn't
You just didn't
dumb.
Try.
I wasn't dumb, but I just tried on the ones that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like psychology was one I really enjoyed.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Did we have the same class?
We did. We did.
With
we
Bennett?
Had... Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
In high school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Did I copy any of your homework?
No, you didn't.
Okay. No, I actually
tried in
Ms. Bennett's class. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, that was
we
really
actually
fun.
Had really took a lot of classes together.
Did we take Spanish together
we
too?
Did.
We Gragas, did. Huh? Gragas. Yeah, Gragas.
Oh my gosh, watch them like
Senora
watch
Gragas. I remember. I love her.
Oh
she's
gosh.
Such a good personality.
We're talking about college, not high school.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Going back to college. Yeah. Man.
What did you major in?
Psychology.
Oh, yeah. You were good. You love psychology.
I really like the psyche. Like the human mind. Mm-hmm. Just like understanding and like trying mm-hmm. to figure out the whys mm-hmm. that followed up after the whats. Like mm-hmm. what did you do? Like, you know? And then I was heavy into like criminal justice too.
Mm. I think it's a lot of people were at that time, around that time, because CSI was so popular. I remember all my friends telling me, "Oh my gosh, I want to be in CSI. I want to major in that."
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh really?
CSI. Yeah. I actually watched one episode, and the only time that was uh-huh. when I was on tour, and I have nothing else to watch on the TV screen.
CSI, yeah. The Nevada one was really fun. The Las Vegas one. I mean, yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of TV. Yeah.
Well, that explains why you did well.
Sometimes, just on Saturdays.
Well, what was the application process like? Did you guys apply to like a bunch of schools, or just did you have one school that you really wanted to get into?
Well, I'm going to be 100% honest. My mom applied me.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like I feel so bad right now, because if you're a student and you need to be applying, your mom shouldn't be doing that for you.
Yeah.
You should be doing that. I wrote my…
personal essay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wrote that.
But the whole application process.
Yeah, my mom did all of that. She did it for me and all two of my brothers.
My God.
Dang.
No. Okay, so that's how Austin and you got into all those great schools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I wish I had my mom do that for me.
You know what's funny about college? It's known to be kind of disappointing if you go into a community college after. Mm-hmm. Like straight out of high school. Because mm-hmm. That means you didn't get into where you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Or you want to save money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I never heard of that at that time.
Oh, okay.
But what I did hear was you need to get into the UC, the Cal Poly, straight out of high school, right?
Oh.
So I did. I went to the Cal Poly. But my two little brothers, they went to the community colleges, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think… I think my mom was a little bit disappointed. I don't remember. But I think they were kind of like, ah, man, like we didn't get into any of the schools. Mm-hmm. I went to Cal Poly. That's an okay school. Mm. It's not like the school for
It's a really
elite.
Good school.
It's a great school.
Yeah.
It's a great school. Really, I love my time there. Mm. You come out of Cal Poly, there might be great opportunities for you. But my two little brothers, I went to community college. At first, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, they went to community college just because it was looked down upon. Mm. But they ended up going to UCLA and USC.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the two major UCs that's really hard to get into.
And they saved… thousands of dollars for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like one thing I should say to anyone in high school right now that doesn't get into the colleges that they want to get into, community college is not embarrassing at all.
No.
Because you never know. There are a lot of people I saw that dropped out of their colleges when they got into it right after high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like going into a community college kind of sets you up for that, like, okay, this is where I really need to start grinding.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, just want to get that out because I feel like that's like a big thing that parents also stress on their kids too.
Right.
Like, you need to get into that UC. You need to get into that Ivy League. You need to get straight out of high school. Come on, let's go. But like, really, fact of the matter is a lot of people that are there drop out. And a lot of people that come from community college end up there and do better.
So, yeah. That's true.
Do your thing, child.
Did you apply to a lot?
No, because, well, I don't know why, but… I never thought I would… I don't know. Like, I tried hard in school, but I think it was mostly for my mom. I never knew what I wanted to study. I didn't have anything I really wanted to study because at that time, all throughout junior high school and high school, I really liked dancing and just performing. So I didn't do a lot of extracurricular activities in school. I didn't really join any clubs, which are very essential when
it
comes to…
package.
Yeah, applying, right?
It is.
But… I spent most of my time outside of school. I just went to classes and right after I would go hang out with my friends or I would go to dance school and stuff like that. But I don't know why. I always knew that we couldn't afford to go to like a private school and I also couldn't get financial aid. So I was just like, you know, I don't even know what to study. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I didn't really try hard for my applications. I just took the SATs. I just applied. I was like… yeah, I'll just go wherever. And then… but my mom, I think she really wanted me to go to a good school because she still spent a lot of money sending me to SAT schools.
Yeah.
You know, every summer I would go to Hagwon Academy and study. Same. And I don't know why, what that was all for. I feel bad.
Oh my gosh, SAT Hagwons. I forgot about those.
Yeah, they were insane.
Oh my gosh, college application was so stressful for me. I didn't want to apply to any private schools because it was more work.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you would have to take the ACT And you also had to get teacher's recommendations or counselor recommendation. Yeah, and I didn't want to have to go through that process. So I did the easy way. And just all UCs. Just check all the UCs I want to go to. And the Cal States.
Yeah.
And then I just applied to California schools.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I got lucky because if… I don't know.
I don't think it was luck for you.
Really?
You were smart.
No. Oh my gosh. This is like… I'm shy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is making me feel weird.
She was like smart.
A lot of my friends were going to SUNY State University like Buffalo. Geneseo, and I forgot what else. Binghamton. But they were also known as like the party schools.
Yeah.
And then I had a few friends, especially my church friends who were going to like Ivy Leagues because they were all super smart and studious. And yeah, I had a few friends who went to the same school as me too. It was just like everywhere. I don't know. I never heard of anyone going too far like out into Cali or to the West Coast unless they got into like an Ivy League school.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. A lot of them were attending NYU.
Mm.
Yeah.
did a lot of people from our school go to Cal Poly? A lot of people did, right?
There were a couple.
We didn't have a lot of people go to Berkeley. I think it was like two other people. And because the campus is so big…
Oh yeah,
I never saw them after high school.
Which Berkeley did you go to? The
UC
one in Cali,
Berkeley?
Right? Yeah. UC Berkeley, right.
What? No, I get asked questions in Korea if I went to the music school. And I was no.
That's more famous in Korea.
Not musically talented whatsoever.
So many people I know went to the Berkeley music school.
All
my guys that I produce with, they're Berkeley based.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, wait, which one?
I was so shocked by how many Asians were on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Because… Where we're from, there's not a lot of Asians. So I was like, oh my gosh, it was such a shock for me.
I'm in the motherland!
Yeah.
Did you guys live on campus?
Yeah, I did. I had to.
No.
It was in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It is.
Oh my God, lucky. I want to live there for a little bit.
It was too.
Really, really nice.
So you lived on campus, so you would go to classes during the weekdays and then on weekends, did you like explore?
Yeah, you mean frat parties? Yes.
Oh, I thought I was saying more like sightseeing and landmarks.
Oh yeah, yeah. We did. I went to the Golden Gate Bridge once.
Now we know what Joan did on the weekends. She was partying it up.
Party hard. I think it all came out after high school because, you know, I didn't really have a life in high school.
Yeah.
So in college, I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I heard your stories.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's another podcast.
Yeah.
She was
I know.
Crazy.
I was quite… oh, my gosh. You know, when I turned 21…
You were a whale,
Yeah,
huh?
I was quite a wild child.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I always wanted to live on campus and experience that, you know, full on college life, you know, university life.
It's unhealthy though.
Oh yeah, freshman 15.
17. Beauty Bar episode 1, I believe, if you haven't heard. But I gained so much weight in college.
Wow.
Because you eat at every hour. Like it doesn't matter. You're always hungry. You're always stressed.
And drinking.
True. Yes.
Mad beer.
Yes, and lots of ice cream in the Bay Area. And you sleep really late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was very unhealthy for me.
Did they also have a buffet?
Yes. We had like four or five different ones.
I wanted to experience that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
A lot of people who were going into university, they cared a lot about the cafeteria and the food. I remember.
Yeah, I remember like UCLA was known for… having good food. So I would go to their campus and be like, hey, swipe me. And then I don't know if much better, to be honest. So if you're deciding between UCLA and Berkeley, I think Berkeley has better food.
Oh, food is important.
I'm biased.
The food at my school was
But you have really good pizza in New York.
Okay, but I don't eat that every day. When I was in New York, I was never a big pizza person. So… I would only eat it like once every 2 weeks or something, which is a lot compared to now.
That's a lot. Once every two. Oh wait.
And it was always at church because at church we would always get pizza delivered.
Right.
But I would never go out of my way to go to like Prince Pizza or go somewhere famous in the city.
Right.
And actually in college I was very fit because I would commute like an hour and a half, 2 hours, one way. So a round trip would be like 4 hours every single day. No, by dirty. subways with rats. And
oh my gosh.
It's poop infested.
Oh,
it's
disgusting.
Oh, I cannot
take the subways in New York.
Does yeah, it smell dude. Bad too?
It smells bad sometimes. And you're so close because, you know, it's rush hour. Everyone's right. commuting via subway. So you're like stuck like this.
So it's like Korea, kind of. When it's rush
yeah, during rush hour.
Damn.
Definitely well, different from
Korea's
Korea.
Much cleaner, you know?
Right.
Korea's got a good air conditioning system. It's got a good heater system. You know, sometimes the seats are heated. Ooh. New York, you haven't got any of that. You know, in the summer, you're all humid and sticky and you're just next to each other breathing in other people's armpit smells and stuff like that. So yeah, it wasn't very pleasant for me. But I loved going into the city every day, you know, like I felt like, oh my God, I'm going to live here someday.
You went to college every day. So you made that commute every single day.
I think the first semester of my freshman year, I went every single day, 5 days a week. And then I changed my schedule a little bit. So I only went like 3 or 4 times a week. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
But I went most of the time. And I took the weirdest classes.
But that's what college is all about, I feel like. They have a lot of interesting topics. Like we have something called decals. I don't know if it's still there.
Decals?
Yeah, but you could take classes on specific topics. And there was a course for Rubik's Cube.
Just on
at
Rubik's
Berkeley.
Cube?
Yeah. Wow. So it's pretty cool.
They teach you how to solve it?
Yeah.
Wow. And you get credits for that?
So it's like pass or no pass. So it's like a little lower than your 3-unit, 4-unit courses.
Wow.
But I remember my friends would take that or yoga for like 0.5 credit.
Wow.
So there were a lot of fun topics that you could go in for.
Oh.
That's nice. How many times would you have to take yoga to pass? Like,
never did it. I didn't really do a lot of the athletic courses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were in a fraternity?
I was.
Oh my gosh.
I am. It's like a…
Oh, you are?
It's an ongoing thing.
It's for life.
What is that like? Because I only saw it in movies, you know, and you have to do crazy things to get in.
Yeah, so a fraternity and a sorority is just an organization that you could be a part of. You pledge for it. And it's pretty much like, for me, I feel like it's just finding a network of people when you first get into college. Because when you're first getting into college, you would think like, oh, party. Oh, meet all these people. Oh, all this, all that. And that might be the case for some colleges. But for mine, I went in. I met like 2 people. And I was just like, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. Go to class, come back, study a little bit. And I'm just like, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. The party scene wasn't too heavy in Cal Poly. Mm-hmm. From at least from what I experienced. So I was just like, okay, maybe it wouldn't be too bad joining an org. So,
do you still talk to your bros?
Yeah,
really?
All the time. Yeah. Mm, wow. I mean, not as much as I would want to, but we catch up every now and then. Mm. Yeah,
I always wanted to go to a frat party. I've never been.
Oh,
they're fun.
Yeah, they smell bad.
Oh,
it smells like beer.
Yeah, rotten beer
and other things.
We kept our house clean.
Yeah?
You guys have your own house?
We had like 3 or 4.
What?
Yeah.
Because the organization consists of like almost 100 people.
So like there's a house on campus?
Yeah. No.
Like by campus.
Yeah, by campus.
Oh.
So if this is Pomona, right? Where the school is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Chino. Here's Diamond Bar. Here's another city. And we would just get like houses that are close where we could commute from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. And you guys would hold parties there and stuff?
Yeah. Every now and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you guys have like rush.
Yeah. Rushing is pretty much the time span where you try to get new people to join the fraternity, join the organization. Pledging is a process that everyone in the fraternity or sorority has been through to be in it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you have to do?
I didn't have to do anything I didn't want to do.
Oh.
No. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And I feel like it gave me it bettered my mindset a little bit of how to handle life.
Mm-hmm.
Like when there's like stuff that happened in life, I'm just like, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a misconception because I think it's kind of true. But Korea and America, the college system is so different that in Korea, once you get into college, it's like easy breezy.
Mm.
It's just getting into college that's the most difficult. But once you get in, people party and they say it's really easy to graduate. But I feel like in America, it's not as difficult to get in, but it's harder to graduate.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I studied more college.
Wow.
But I had fun at the same time. And I wasn't like, I gotta get 4.0. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I just need a pass. Like that was my that was my mindset. So I think in college, I studied really hard because I was competing with like super smart kids, you know? And so it was a bit difficult.
So college was more competitive than high school.
Right. But I also feel like it depends on what you major in. Because in Korea too, it's not easy for every major out there, right? I studied in Korea for like a summer at Yonsei because that was like one of the programs I did. And I partied so much.
You
partied more in Korea.
You have fun.
I feel like I drank so much at Yonsei.
It
like,
doesn't stop here.
Gosh. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go for like internship and get some like, you know, classes done. But I don't know. I ended up partying till like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Did you pass?
And yeah, of course. Ooh. And then I would have to go to class at 9 a.m. Mm. So I started drinking coffee in summer of 2013 because that's when I studied abroad at Yonsei.
Oh. You needed it.
Yeah, and that's why I don't drink soju as much anymore.
Soju is
like traumatized.
Yeah.
Beer reminds me of college. So I'm like, I don't want to drink beer.
Yeah. Wine, keep it classy with
wine. Yeah, wine's great. Yeah.
Soju, I like soju with food. It's a food thing for me. Like when
like
you have
pe.
Like…
with
like
raw fish.
Like kogi.
Yeah, kogi. Yeah. Pe, you have it. I love makchang. I love gopchang. So I'll have it with that.
Okay, excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like a food thing for me. Like it tastes better with food and food tastes better with it. So yeah, that's how it is for me. But college, yeah. There are a lot of parties in college. A lot that I shouldn't speak about too.
I think my mom still wants me to have a degree, at least like a college degree. She always told me to finish school here in Korea to transfer and go to school and at least get a degree. But I don't know. I don't think it's for me.
I mean, if you don't think it's for you, then you don't need it. I mean, you're killing it right now.
Yeah,
you have a YouTube channel. You have a radio show.
Well, you know Korean parents. Yeah, like, that's true. They want to be able to say, at least my daughter graduated college, you know? But I mean, I'm not going to go back. Sorry, mom. But I'll learn other things, you know? Stuff that you can't learn in school.
Right. And I think experience is the most important thing.
Yep.
Like, there were times where people will compare different resumes. It's like good school or experience. And I feel like experience is what will get you your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is what prepares you for life.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. Don't be scared, people, of not going to school.
But school is helpful, I will say.
I feel like I look at school like this. It's all time management.
Mm.
You get workload. X amount of time. How am I going to individualize these and prioritize my life so I could get the results I want to get?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you want to be that C student, you got to do this much in this time. Drink and then do this much again. You know, if you're aiming for that B, you have to figure it out more. And I feel like all that stuff goes with you for the rest of your life because I didn't do that too well. And I could see how it's affecting me now.
Because
like if I have like X amount of songs I want to make in a week or in a month. And then like people I gotta meet while I'm doing that. And then like, you know, I gotta hit the gym and all that. I'm so bad at time management right now. So I mean I'm getting better. But it's like you guys know me. When I'm trying to do one thing. I'm sorry I'm busy with this every day, right? So yeah, I gotta learn how to time manage a little bit better. But it is getting better. But I feel like school was something that helped with that.
Yeah. I always admired people, like smart people. And I love watching videos of smart people like talking.
Feel like you're getting smarter,
huh? No, I'm just like, wow. They have a brain that I will never have. Oh and one thing I love watching is like people describing what their college essay is like. How they wrote their college essay. And sometimes I'm like… Damn, how did they think of that? No wonder they got into Harvard, you know? I saw one on TikTok and they were like… Their essay started with… I hate the letter S. And it was because… It went from parents to parents. And she talked about how her parents got divorced. And that one letter S like affected her so much. And it was just like… Wow. How do you write a whole… essay on the letter S.
How did she transition into this is why you guys should pick me?
I don't know.
That's true. I mean, I think someone told me that the best way to write your college essay is…
To not write a college essay?
No, it's to talk about something that like impacted your life. Like a big change in your life. And then like at the end be like, and that's why you should pick me and I will donate later on in the future.
Donate.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that. But maybe that can be helpful.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember what I wrote about.
I don't even remember what my topic was about.
And then that computer is broken too. So like, I'll never remember what I wrote about.
No, I don't remember either. But the thing with story writing, because technically it is a story, right?
Yeah.
You're just writing your own story. There was a time I was taking my English class in I mean it was more like literature arts. Like so I gotta write.
Yeah.
So out of all the essays I wrote, I just wrote one that was a personal story, but I really wrote it like to like to details. And then I'm not gonna talk about it because it was a really crazy story. I got the paperback, I was just like, this is just my life story. I'm probably gonna get like a C- or something. I got an A+.
Oh my god.
I was like, what the hell? And what was interesting is before that, I had another classmate. We proofread each other. You know how you do that? And she came up to me. She was like, is this real?
Aww.
I was like, yeah. She was like, whoa. I was like, okay. Interesting.
What the heck? You're making us so curious.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys later. I can't. This was like… okay. It's not the end of the world if you don't get into the schools you want to straight out of high school. First and foremost, community college could be a smarter route for the long run. Time management is important. They stress that a lot in college. I feel like you can start with time management as early as high school.
Wow, you're just listing everything.
Yeah, I mean, everything I sucked at.
I don't think college is necessary if you are not pursuing something that needs a higher education.
No.
You know, a lot of people say… I mean, a lot of Korean parents said either go to college or learn a skill. So you can become a master at that skill. And if something you want to pursue is a skill that you can work on… then I don't think you necessarily have to go to college. Because you can just spend those 4 years, you know… working on your craftsmanship and working on your skill and trying to become number one at that. Or, you know, you don't have to be number one, but you know what I'm saying.
There's a lot of classes for that too. That's outside of college too.
Yeah. Well, you guys listed them all.
Yeah.
The one thing I would tell people to try out for when they go to college is to study abroad. That is like my all-time number one advice.
I always wanted to do that.
It changed my life. It really did.
Where'd you go, London?
And my liver.
Yeah. Yes. I went to Cambridge University in the UK. And then I did Yonsei. And Cambridge was great because it was my first time in Europe. So I got to see a lot of Europe.
Wow,
and that
I didn't
was,
know this.
Yeah, it was really… life-changing. And then Yonsei, it was mostly for… I wanted to have like a 방송국 internship. And then there was one… I actually worked at ASC when Eric was there.
Oh yeah, she was at
Eric. I met him way before.
Wow.
So when I reconnected with him, I was like, Eric, I did meet you before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably doesn't remember me because I was an intern. But that was like… why I wanted to come to Korea. And then I got some credit at Yonsei and I did a lot of drinking.
Yes, you did.
I was over 21, so…
Yeah, another tip. Don't go too crazy in college. I know, you know, if you've lived that life in high school where you're restricted, you know, you have strict parents and you just want to go out all out once you're in college. But please… make wise decisions.
Yeah.
Don't do anything you're going to regret later. I mean, if you learn from it and if it helps you grow, okay, make those decisions. But I would want you guys to not do anything you guys might regret, you know?
Yes, Mom.
All right, so we found some people having questions related to our topic on Discord and also on Reddit. Lena S. says, my name is Lena. I'll be 24 years old this year and I'm in my third year out of 6 of med school. I received a scholarship from a pretty elite organization, and when I first met my advisor 3 years ago, she made it very clear that I was expected to not only get good grades, but also get a job and engage in clubs while studying. Right now, I am studying, learning Mandarin Chinese, doing my doctoral thesis, and working on surgical research projects where I have already published an article.
Wow.
I'm a mentor and advisor for international students that come to my university, and am also part of 2 other clubs where we advocate for equality in healthcare and education. I think objectively, you could say that I somewhat achieved what was expected. However, whenever we have group meetings with our scholarship advisor, I can't help but think that in comparison to the other people in my group, my accomplishments are pretty standard and not worth a lot. While most things I do are pretty much targeted towards having better chances at a good job later, all the other students in my group are super smart and founding startups and initiatives and stuff like that. So I think that I'm really not worthy of being in the same group as them. Furthermore, they all have super interesting and unique characters and hobbies, while my hobbies like cooking and gaming are considered super basic. I've always been taught to compare myself to people that are better than me in order to grow, but I don't really know what else to do because I'm just working all the time and I'm already tired AF as is. Should I even be comparing myself to those people? What do you think? P.S. I'm really enjoying the podcast so far. It really helps winding down after a long day.
We got smart people watching the podcast! Hey, smart.
Yay! Yay, thank
Worldwide
you!
Worldwide of all intelligence. Yo.
Oh my gosh.
Man, comparing yourself to people who are better than you, it's…
That's everybody.
Right. Oh,
everybody.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to improve. Because at the end of the day… It's as a human being, we just naturally long for change, and we're not going to want change for the worse. We want change for the better. You find those changes in people that you feel are more successful than yourself. So it's only natural. But once that becomes a toxic, stressful type thing for yourself, then you kind of have to tone down and give yourself credit for what you have right now and where you're at, because, you know, that's when you should start thinking about where you were at like the year before, or maybe even 5 years before. And kind of like Russ said this. Russ said something along the lines of, don't let your yearn for success in the future stop you from crediting yourself for what you have today. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that you should, you know, sit and ponder on every now and then when you're stressing too much.
Yeah, I think staying authentic in this case is what matters a lot, because… In college, I roomed with 3 business majors.
Wow.
And business is like the hardest major to get into at Berkeley, Haas. And we call them Haas holes because they're not.
Yeah.
So, luckily my roommates weren't. But I remember my last semester at Cal,
yeah.
I majored in totally something different, more creative.
Yeah.
And I remember they were getting jobs at the top firms, the best jobs. And I was comparing myself to them, thinking that I wanted to do finance, consulting, marketing, things like that, right?
Yeah.
But then later… When I took a step back and really focused on what mattered most to me and what my goal was before going to Berkeley, that's when I was like, okay, I know what I want to focus on. And now when I meet up with them, even though they all have their business-related jobs, we can all come together and talk about what we're doing differently. Mm-hmm. And it's more meaningful that way. So I would say just to stay authentic and not worry so much about other people's goals. Like, remember why you're doing it in the first place, if that makes sense.
Dang. I took a lot out of that. Nice. Authenticity, people.
Yeah. Authenticity. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always going to be someone who's better than you.
Always.
In everything, right? Man. Whatever you do, there's always going to be someone better. So it's no use trying to compare yourself. Because that's what I did. I mean, I mentioned this in the last vlog, and I mentioned how I didn't know if I should sing anymore because I feel like there's so much better people than me, and there's so many talented people. So I was like, what's the point of me singing when it's not even that great? And then the people that left these comments, I mean, I'm saying the same thing right now because they're like, you know, there's always going to be someone better than you, but your voice is your voice. And, you know, you're the only person that can sing with your voice. So don't Let's compare go. Yourself. So I was like,
Let's yeah. go, Ashley. Aesthetic.
Yeah. What song?
The song you tell it.
Oh, Telepatía.
Mm, yeah. She killed that one too.
So good.
If you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. It's on our YouTube. And by the way, I would also like to mention cooking and gaming are not basic hobbies.
Yeah.
Cooking and gaming are actually two things that a lot of people find to
cooking
have
harder,
a
yeah.
quality in their significant other. So sometimes it's hard finding one. You got two, girl.
Mm-hmm. And she's working so hard.
Yeah.
You know?
What did Reddit user number two say, Ashley?
Reddit user SCHC Sahi.
SCHC Sahi.
Says, we have the option to pick our own roommates, but how do I know what is important to ask? I don't want to suddenly realize we're incompatible halfway after it's too late. Also, is it a bad idea to choose someone with a different major? Mine is in biomedical sciences, but wow. would it be a bad idea to room with a vocal music major, for example? I love singing, so I'm sure we'd get along, but we wouldn't have many classes together. Oh my God, I remember people, my friends having so much drama with their roommates because they would not keep the rules that they yeah. set, or they end up being like super messy or mm-hmm. super dirty, or bring mm-hmm. their significant others over to the dorm or the house and mm-hmm. stuff. I remember just hearing all that drama.
It's all very real.
Yeah. How did you select your roommates?
So luckily, my neighbor, he knew someone who was going to Cal. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I feel like you and… Her name's Connie. You and Connie would get along. And so he connected us via Facebook. Because Facebook was,
it yeah, was
how everyone connected back mm-hmm. back in the days.
Yeah.
And we got really lucky because we had that mutual friend.
Yeah.
But then we got assigned to a third roommate too. Mm. A
Three?
Random third roommate. Yeah.
So did you have to use bunk beds?
No, because
room, right?
we had a big dorm.
Wow.
Yeah. So we didn't have to get bunk beds.
Nice.
We were pretty close, but the third roommate was totally random.
Yeah.
She was really sweet, but we just didn't click. But yeah. it wasn't a problem throughout.
Yeah.
But I remember back in 2010.
Yeah.
Everyone before get there was like a Facebook. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what they're called anymore. Page for
Groups.
Class of 2014, right?
Oh,
so everyone
yeah.
would start liking that page, and then they would look through those who are liking it and
yeah.
then add each other. So I remember
oh.
when I announced that I'm going to Berkeley, I got like 20 friend requests from random people
wow.
who were going to Berkeley.
Wow.
And I think that's just like how it was back then.
Yeah.
And I think right now it's a little different.
Yeah.
Sometimes yeah. for dorms, don't they just randomly assign people?
Yeah,
together,
my
right?
random
the
third
schools.
Roommate. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, when you have when you get like a housing, because I know people that went to school in New York, the dorm was really expensive and also housing was super expensive. So they would get a house in the city and they would share it with like three or four friends. And I remember a lot of people would post on like Craigslist or on Facebook. And
man, that just sounds dangerous.
I think the person who was organizing it, they put a lot of their what they wanted for their house, like rules, I guess, what
yeah.
they wanted each other to keep. And the most important thing was like no drugs, no sex. what else is there? Like tidy, clean, and also just keeping rules. I
yeah.
mean, like for cleaning,
being
I guess
respectful.
Each person would have like their chores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when people first apply or because they want to move in, they're all going to say like, oh yeah,
I'm
yeah,
so
I'm,
clean.
I, yeah, I'm so clean. I'm so, you know, I'm so innocent. I'm not going to do anything crazy or bad. And then once they get in and experience the college life, they mm-hmm. start, you know, ignoring these rules one by
right.
one. And
yep.
that's when drama happens. So how would you pick roommate? How would you pick a roommate in a…
I would ask everyone I know for a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Mutual friend.
I feel like
but
mutual
is it
friend.
Wise to room with a friend? Because I feel like with friends, once you live together, it's kind of…
Oh, but they're not friends.
Oh,
they're all mutual friends. Of, yeah.
Hmm.
So I feel like all of the successful roommates were from mutual arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so that your friends knew that this person wasn't crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's still like one of my closest friends to date, actually. So
that makes sense.
Oh, you got lucky.
Yeah, I got really lucky.
And I don't think you need to major with the same. I don't think you need to live together with the same majors.
Right? I don't recommend it.
I feel like
three business majors was not fun.
Yeah, if you have all the classes together, so you're seeing each other every day in school and then also coming home to each other and working together at home, I feel like that'd be too much.
But I think it worked out for my three roommates because they all studied together.
Mm. Oh.
So they did their own thing and I'm like, all right, bye. Have fun at the library. I'm just going to stay home. Yeah.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel left out?
No, okay. I did not want to study finance. I was like, no, thank you. They were always complaining. They would pull all-nighters for these tests.
Woo. Yeah.
I was like, nope, that's not me. Like, I did not pull. I think I pulled three all-nighters all throughout my college because I hate that.
What?
The only all-nighter I can do is like partying. I cannot study till like 6 a.m.
That's crazy. So you time managed your studying when the sun was up?
Yeah.
Mostly like even in high school?
Yeah.
Dang.
I think my high school routine kind of went to college. And then college went to my YouTube.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect example, Joan.
Yeah. I still have my calendars. Yeah.
Really?
I still have my calendar. I color code my calendar.
Like the big book that they give you at school?
Like an agenda?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't have those anymore. But we have Google Calendar now, Matt. I don't know if you've heard.
No.
But it's very convenient.
I need to start using it.
Yeah.
Google Calendar. Wait, so what's the most important thing to ask?
For like roommates?
When it comes to potential roommates.
I think it's hard for me to answer this because we did it so differently back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy with how it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be in the same room? Like roommates being in the same room, right? Not same household, just same room, right?
Same room.
I mean, first thing I would ask is, do you snore?
Oh,
that's
really
important.
Yeah,
are
that
you
is
loud?
Important.
Oh, wow.
Do you shed?
What would you ask?
I would ask, if they snore, if they have a fixed sleeping schedule
or
not.
What if they don't know if they snore or not?
Because
some people don't know. Oh. What if they find out in college that they snore?
Ask someone.
Oh, okay.
To watch you when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What would be the first question I ask? I never thought about it.
Sleeping schedule is pretty good.
Hmm.
What games do you like?
I feel like these days people can kind of pick roommates according to like if they like K-pop or not too. I feel like there'll be people who do that. Like,
are you a card fan? Me too. Who do you stand?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like BM.
Okay, we could be roommates.
We go to the tour together.
Oh, so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck,
guys. Mm. Choosing good roommates.
I feel like bad experience, good experience. It's all an experience that will become a story one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also have to be very forward about what you don't like your roommate doing. Like as far as bad habits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to be forward about that.
Right. Yeah.
So if you kind of like tiptoe around it, it's just there's going to be more problems. Just be boom. One shot. One kill. What's the deal?
All right. Well, thank you, Joan, for joining us today once again.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
So much insight, Joan.
Yes,
so much
especially
insight.
On college.
I feel like I learned more from you guys.
No. Definitely not.
Oh my gosh, no. That's fun.
If you got accepted into your college of your choice, congratulations. If you got rejected, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Mm-hmm. College is just 4 years of your life.
Only four.
Yeah.
It goes by so fast. For those who are in college listening to this podcast right now, you're probably complaining about it a lot. But trust me, life after college is so much more stressful.
Yeah.
So you're lucky. You're lucky to stress out about the essay topic or whatever you're working on. Just enjoy it.
Enjoy it. All right, guys. Do you have anything you want to promote or talk about, Joan?
YouTube.com/…
Joan Day. and the beauty bar. We're on a break, but
catch up on all the episodes.
Soon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Re-listen to some of our episodes. We had fun filming those.
Yo.
Okay. If you guys want to stay updated on the show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. We also have a TikTok page. Ooh. And our TikTok videos are pretty funny, so go follow that.
Yep.
And full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods. Follow and review this podcast once again, please. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Ignite your passion for discovery at the COSI Science Festival May 1st through the 4th. Experience 3 days packed with interactive community events featuring exhibits, live demos, and engaging conversations with experts in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And on Saturday, May 4th, join us for the free Big Science Celebration featuring over 100 exhibitors, all with interactive activities to share. And of course, there will be larger-than-life science demonstrations, live music, and more from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. just outside of COSI. Visit COSISciFest.org to learn more.